Starting in the getting it done so that I can go to other places and do more work. Anyway, a reminder, 3 days starting at like midnight 01 a.m. on the 21st, going till 11:59 p.m. and 59 seconds on the 24th. So 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th. 4 full days. You will be allowed to sign up for my minimalism course available through Teachable. I have the link down below. You cannot sign up for the course yet. That is just, if you want, you can sign up for the school, of which the way Teachable does it is you have to set up a school. And so, the Clary School of Economic Philosophy. Yes, grandiose name. Yes, in part because I'm joking. Anyway, so you can sign up for the School of the Clary Economic Philosophy down below. That will give me an email, and then I will send you an email saying, hey, it's open now. And hang on there. Boom. So it's $450, $500 with taxes. Oh my gosh, that's so much. Yes, it is a lot of money, but that's a hell of a lot better deal you're going to get than going to college today. And it's better that you learn to stop spending more than you make now so that you don't end up like a boomer. It's like, I'm on a fixed. I don't want anyone saying, but I'm on a fixed income. I'm going to say, like, should I retire at 45 or 50? Maybe 35. I don't know. I want to do what I want. And basically, you know, they always say, if you don't have your health, you have nothing. Well, it's another thing. If you ain't got your finances together, you ain't got nothing either. And so that's what this course aims to do. It teaches you minimalism. It teaches you how to basically kick the addiction to consumption spending. And that will be available for 4 days, which you could sign up for. You have 45 days to complete it. It's just that it's only available to sign up. And then I'll send you an email if you're on that list. That's it. That's all I do. I don't like, hey, check out the deal. I'm not this annoying thing that constantly floods your email. That's about it. That's it. So it's available, be open in 3 days. You got trouble with spending, you'd like to. And then more so, it's usually people who spend a lot of money don't have anything really valuable in life going on. They're trying to replace love, belonging, agency, purpose, and reason in life with things and gadgets. It's like you never got out of middle school. That's basically what it is. And I may be misspeaking to a completely different generation, but back in my day in middle school and into high school, if you didn't have the right shoes, if you didn't have the right pants, if you didn't have the right haircut, like, you were unpopular. And I don't know if that psychology still continues today, but that it carries on. It's scary. Even now, it's my generation. Okay. I'm talking, you know, this is back in school in the 80s, 90s. But I'll tell you this, it don't change. You get older, except instead of like, oh gosh, they were $100 back in the day, $100 pair of Nike high tops. You're just not cool if you didn't roll your jeans. Except it ain't $100 pair of Nikes. Now we're talking a $700,000 house, which doesn't get you a lot in you. I mean, it gets you a nice house, but that used to get you a mansion. I mean, that was rich. But now you live in Whispering Willows, this prestigious pines, or whatever the fake rich go and hang out in. And you can borrow all the money and leverage yourself to the hilt. And you borrow money to buy a car. And you got a garage, perfectly good garage. I've seen it. When I was a banking analyst, I had to go into these neighborhoods, do a collateral check. And you'd see, it's like, why are there vehicles outside of the garage? The vehicle should be inside the garage. Did you build a garage to be, and they didn't have time to hoard a bunch of stuff so that, oh, there's too much stuff in the garage. Like, that house was finished 2 months ago. Why is it? Cause daddy and little mommy, soccer mom Susan and Simpin' Sal, they all got to show everyone they're brand new. Back in that day, it was a Hummer. Look, we're so rich, we got a Hummer. Meanwhile, the real rich people I knew, they didn't waste their money on stupid toys like that. And they certainly didn't go into debt to pay for those things. And so they would start, and then they were all po, Poe, because then the financial crisis hit and then they all had to go into foreclosure. Anyway, they're miserable and they're just trying to do exactly what they were in the 80s, be popular by buying things. Meanwhile, the wife was banging some other guy and the guy was miserable slaving away at work, just barely getting by on his 70 grand. Would you think, couldn't you make a lot of money living off the site? Yeah, if you didn't have a house, a McMansion, and five car loans. And that's what people, and they're miserable. They're just miserable. Watch American Beauty if you haven't seen it. All this stuff, it's just a couch. And I don't know anyone who is fake rich that is happy. Even the rich people, what very few, and there are very few rich people that are out there, genuinely rich. What, you think Bill Gates is happy? You think what's his name? Jeff Bezos is happy after getting divorced and having to deal with all this pain-assery in life? No, man, no. It's not needing the crap in the first place. And then you go for your motorcycle rides. And then you go for your hikes. And then you go spend time with your nieces. And then you go, and I'm not giving away the classy or anything like that. But if you'd like to be happy, I can't guarantee you that, but I'll tell you this. Getting rid of your spending is the first way to do it. And, oh, you just stop spending. Oh, is it that simple? Just stop smoking. Just stop eating as much. Just give up drugs. Just quit. Oh, that's where the $500, only $450 for me. Anyway, discount code Cappy, you get $50 off. Yeah. Justin Grigas isn't Gates. Yeah, but was the guy ever happy? That's why I mean, like, I had literally billions of dollars. But he was running around, running a company. You know, what's his name? Steve Jobs. He's dead. Tyler, can you see? Yeah, exactly. Yes, Tyler. Hey, by the way, sorry for your mom passing away, Tyler. I know it was a while ago, but that sucks. She was pretty young. Colin Powell. The gal played Peggy Sue in the Andy Griffith Show. And then I know somebody's grandma all died today. The day of death. By the way, make sure it's not being Simp and Sal in the mixed suburbs with pain in the ass wife and lots of debt. Don't die having that be your life legacy. Take the class. Sign up below. Definitely, is your life worth $500? I say it is. Don't give me the, oh, you can't believe you're charging so much. Hey, didn't you all go to school for $500 a credit and now you need a student loan bailout? Didn't you all buy a car on loan for $30,000? It was the dumbest mistake I ever made. And see, naturally, this is targeted towards new people. My regular audience probably doesn't need this class. I'll be honest, you probably don't need it if you got your financial act together. But man, I think like, I got it squared. I made sure no young man ever bought a car, you know, never paid, bought a brand new car. Sure enough, in comes on the consultation. Oh yeah, I got a car loan. The dumbest mistake I ever made. Was your dad? Did I say not to do that? Do you think I just say it for S's and G's? Yeah, McDonald, Norm McDonald died. Oh, Nonstop Dre, you want to see? I found it. Nonstop Dre, put the Carlson degree on the wall. No, here it is. I found it. I got to realign. Oh, it's upside down. There's my college degree. Current bid, $450. If you'd like to bid more, just email me at aholeconsulting.com. But yeah, I'm going to put that on eBay with a minimum of $450. I'll notify you guys. Anyway, in the meantime, you can give me even more money by having me be the Lord Savior of your personal finances. And not to be blasphemous, but that's what it would be if you do what's in the class. You don't have to imagine that. Do you not want to worry about money anymore? Huh? Huh? There you go. And for all the, I can't believe that it's going to stay at $450. I might even increase the price. I was going to lower it. I was like, it's got its life cycle. Okay, I should introduce some new courses of other benefits to help other people. Gonna stay at $450. I might even adjust it for inflation going out into the future. All right, there we go. We'll see you guys later, Tools.